What we're looking at today is this is a book, The History of Roxeth, 1947, by T.L. Bartlett. We're going to we're using it as a provocation. It's a very interesting book, but he only mentions the Roxbourne stream two or three times. We're going to be following the Roxbourne stream, probably down as far as South Ruislip. A lot of suburban walking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to rely on our honed visionary faculties for this one. You've got the beard.
I always find it quite difficult, the suburbs.
You're taking on that shamanic quality, Tim, that beard and that hair.
Yes, it's called never having enough time to look one's best.
Well, what are we going to do now, Nick, talking of great prose?
Well, we're crossing the valley of the Roxbourne, as it comes, the river gully as it comes down from Harrow on the Hill, which is why they've run the Piccadilly line over that viaduct over there. And I'd like us to go and have a closer look at the viaduct, because it's most impressive. And then we'll go through a nature reserve and see the stream surface, and then we'll cross some busy main road, can't remember what it's called, Eastcote Lane or something. Mm. And we'll go into a park where we'll see rooks, except they're probably carrion crows, but it's close enough.
So we
and you'll be able to record them.
I hope so.
Yeah?
Sure. What's the difference between a raven and a rook? Can you tell that?
Oh, a raven's stockier, and a rook, they're more communal, and they've got... full patches on top of their beaks.